critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey thinkers, what is up? Kathy Gibbons here. If I haven't told you lately, can I just tell you, I'm so thankful you listen to this podcast. I'm so thankful that you value good thinking, that you want your family to have these skills, that you're working to have these skills as well. I hear from so many of you about how much you appreciate it and how much you wish you had gotten this in your school education, and I'm with you. Me too. I had a good education, but it didn't include this, and so I'm thankful to be getting it now. And along those lines, I thought I'd just start off today's episode by sharing a review that a listener named Mary posted on Facebook. She said this: I have been binging these episodes while cleaning. It reminds me a lot of my classes at Liberty University. I like how you break down terms that I would have otherwise only known the definition of for a test and then purge from my mind after class. They sound so much more interesting and less boring when you explain them. College doesn't teach you how to apply these critical and cognitive thinking skills to life. Though I did love Liberty professors, I think they just have too much material to cover in so little time. It is relaxing to have a deeper concept of these skills. You would make a great professor. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for leaving this comment, Mary. You truly made my day. And like I said, I wish I had learned these skills in school too, and that more people were taught critical thinking as part of their education. Society needs this. We need a well-educated society that is able to think critically and able to think for themselves. But that's why I do this podcast. So thank you for listening. And you guys have heard me talk about our sponsor, CTC Math. I am excited because our daughter is getting ready to do geometry through CTC Math. So I think it's going to be a really great fit for her. And if you are looking for a new math program, if you want something that's online, CTC Math offers a 12-month money-back guarantee. So try it out, risk-free. See if it's right for your family. The whole family can do it under one account. Just visit ctcmath.com to start your free trial today, or click the link in the show notes. And before we dive into today's new fallacy, I just want to invite you to check out my monthly membership, Crazy Thinkers. If you like what you're learning here and want another way to practice, that's kind of a done-for-you practice program, Crazy Thinkers is it. Every month, I send out a downloadable PDF with different memes, headlines, articles, screenshots, each one containing a logical fallacy. And I give you the questions to ask so that you and your team can learn to think about it and try to figure out what logical fallacy is being committed. And don't worry, I give you the answers too, so you'll know if you got it right. It's a super easy way to practice what you're learning here on the podcast and to have a great conversation as a family. Plus, you get access to my 10-week course where I teach you the skills of good thinking. Like, I will literally teach you how to think about anything. Insert any topic and you will learn how to think. It's very simple, but very effective. So check that out. It's filterthroughbraincell.com/crazy. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the self-refuting statement. So the fallacy of the self-refuting statement happens when someone makes a statement that contradicts itself, and therefore it can't be true. Sometimes it's also called the fallacy of conflicting conditions. You might hear it both ways. So here's a simple example of what this fallacy sounds like. Let's say you have an exchange student visiting your school from Argentina. He speaks Spanish, and you ask him if he knows any English. He replies, in English, I can't speak a word of English. Okay, do you see how that's a self-refuting statement? He said he can't speak a word of English, but he said it in English, proving he can indeed speak at least 7 words of English. Okay, now I know that's kind of a silly example, right? And here's a few more self-refuting statements that you may have heard or even said yourself, because sometimes we do this, right? So here's a couple. Don't bother me, I'm sleeping right now. Okay, if you're sleeping, then why are you talking? How about this one? I'm not gonna respond to that. You did just respond. I can't talk to you right now, but you are talking right now. And how about this one? Never say never. Okay, you just said never. So those are kind of silly examples, but they do help you understand what a self-refuting statement is. So the problem behind the self-refuting statement is that if the statement is true, then it's also false, and you can't have both. You see the problem there? The statement contradicts itself. And while I've given you some silly examples, self-refuting statements can actually be a big problem when people are trying to make arguments for their beliefs. So here's a list of some other statements that are self-refuting statements that people have used and currently use when they're trying to argue for a certain idea or belief. You tell me, or you talk with whoever you're listening to this podcast with, if you have heard these before. Everything is relative. There are no absolutes in life, or there is no absolute truth. All right. Well, that's an absolute statement. There is no absolute truth is an absolute statement. So if the statement is true, then what they're saying can't be true. How about this one? I don't care what you believe, as long as your beliefs don't harm others. Okay. So in reality, you really do care what they believe, because you're fine if they believe certain things, but not if they believe other things. How about this one? Language can't carry meaning. All right, if language cannot carry meaning, then what about this claim? What about this sentence? Is this sentence meaningful or not? Or how about this? Truth cannot be known. Okay, if so, then how do we know if your claim is true? How do we know that that claim that truth cannot be known is true? Okay, how about this one? What's true for you isn't true for me. All right, well, if so, then this claim is only true for the one who makes it and isn't true for anyone else. If so, then why is the person bothering to make the claim in the first place, since he obviously believes it does apply to others, right? Do you see how it's like this weird version of self-canceling circular arguments? That's kind of what a self-refuting statement is. Here's another one. You should not force your morals on others. Okay, well, is it okay to force this moral onto other people? You see, those are some examples of what arguments sound like when someone is just making a self-refuting statement that doesn't even make sense. If it's true, it can't be true. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing a self-refuting statement is super simple. Did they just contradict themselves? Yeah, that's it. Did they just contradict themselves? All right, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filterthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram @filterthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.